The next patient is Colleen Furness, the last name F-U-R-N-E-S-S, first name C-O-L-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that has been following the practice because of CKD stage 4. Period. The most recent laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine is 2.5, the estimated GFR is 26, the albumin is 4.2, the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. This is a kidney function that has remained stable, has an albumin creatinine ratio that is 317 micrograms per milligram of creatinine, and the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 553 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. This has not changed, period. There is no consideration at this point to incorporate medications like SGLT2 inhibitors or the administration of finerenone, finerenone, due to the fact that the GFR is at 26 mLs per minute. The patient has a borderline potassium, 5, period. Unfortunately, we don't have tissue diagnosis, but we think that it's nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension. The urinary sediment, there is no evidence of hematuria. Number two, this patient was suffering from diarrhea for several months, and he was studied by the gastroenterologist, who was treated with the pancreatic enzymes, but in February of this year, he was prescribed fungal medication, and he noticed the improvement of the condition within weeks. Within 2 weeks, the patient will feel much better. The hemoglobin went back to normal, 13.5, and he has been able to tolerate food again. Following number, this patient has a history of hyperuricemia. The determination of uric acid on the 30th of March was 6.1. We are going to continue with the allopurinol, 300 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a history of coronary events in the past. He has a decreased ejection fraction, a ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy with the ejection fraction between 50 and 55%. The patient is completely asymptomatic. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following numbers, hyperparathyroidism that is secondary. that is not severe. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 6 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the telehealth visit, 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 6 minutes.